KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In girls high school softball play on Saturday in Class 4A, Region 8 action, it was Glenwood beating Lewis Central by a final of 2-1. The Creston girls beat Winterset 3-1. Also in Class 4A play in Region 1, ADM over Denison 14-0. In Region 5, in Class 5A, Region 8 play, it was West Des Moines Valley beating Abraham Lincoln 12-0 on Saturday. Regional finals are all ready to go tonight for classes 3A, 2A, and 1A. In 3A play tonight, Atlantic will be on the road. They'll travel to Carroll tonight to face off against Kemper Catholic in a Class 3A Region 8 final this evening. A state tournament berth on the line in that matchup tonight. How have they done, those two teams that play out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference this year? Well, Atlantic has won one and lost two to Kemper Catholic this year. Atlantic won the home game 9-4 early in the season. The most recent games against Kemper Catholic, they have fallen in one-run contest. Kemper winning at home 4-3, and also Kemper Catholic winning 5-4 at a neutral site up in Carroll here recently. Again, that's a 7 o'clock start time tonight. Atlantic at Kemper Catholic tonight in that region final. Also in Class 2A regional finals this evening in Region 1, Logan Magnolia has a date at home as the Panthers will face Alta Aurelia this evening. In Region 8 in Class 2A, Underwood will be on the road as they'll make the long road trip over to Truro. Underwood facing I-35 High School tonight in a regional final. Also in Class 1A action tonight, in Region 7, Exira EHK will make a road trip as they'll play at Charter Oak Ute tonight. The winner moving on to state. Also in Region 8, Lennox will be at home as the Tigers will play host to West Harrison this evening. Those winners all moving on to the girls' state softball championships. Those matchups tonight all getting underway at 7 o'clock. Also from Saturday, boys district baseball action in Class 2A in District 15. Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 12-6. It was Underwood over Red Oak 7-1. In Class 2A District 16 play, Otobolt Arthur BCIG beat AHSTW 4-1. East Sac County over Maple Valley 12-2. In Class 2A District 12 action, it was West Central Valley over Panorama 8-6. Also Clark beat I-35 8-4. In Class 1A play, in District 16, Sydney beat Essex 11-4. In District 15 play Saturday night, it was Adair Casey outscoring Riverside 20-12. Also in Class 1A District 14 play Saturday, East Union disposed of Clarinda Academy 15-0. In Class 1A District 1, Woodbine defeated Whiting by a 12-1 final. Also in a couple of regular season doubleheaders on Saturday, Glenwood swept a pair from Knoxville 10-9 and 13-12, while Lewis Central took two from Creston, winning 8-3 in nine innings in the opener and 11-3 in the nightcap. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Mike Leake struck out a season-high 10 over seven innings. Matt Adams and Randall Grichuk homered, and the St. Louis Cardinals cooled off Milwaukee rookie Junior Guerra in a 5-1 victory over the Brewers on Sunday. Aledmys Diaz scored from first on a single in the fifth inning to snap a tie, and the Cardinals entered the All-Star break, having cut a 12-game deficit to the Cubs to 7 in the National League Central. Adams snapped an 0-for-27 skid with a solo homer estimated at 455 feet to lead off the second. That ended a 16 1/3 inning scoreless streak for Guerra. The right-hander allowed another solo shot to Grichuk in the sixth and snapped a three-start winning streak. Leake allowed six hits and no walks in his first win since June 12th. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Cincinnati 7-3, Washington over the New York Mets 3-2, Chicago beat Pittsburgh 6-5, Philadelphia down to Colorado 10-3, the Dodgers over San Diego 3-1, San Francisco beat Arizona 4-0. Robinson Cano and Adam Lind homered in a 5-run seventh inning as the Seattle Mariners held off the Kansas City Royals 8-5 on Sunday. Cano's 2-run shot to deep right field for his 21st home run of the season extended the Mariners' lead to 5-0. Lind hit a 3-run shot, his 13th a few batters later. The Mariners scored 5 runs over the final 3 innings, pulling within 3 on Alex Gordon's homer leading off the ninth. That should see the Royals scored 5 runs over the final 3. Mike Montgomery pitched 6 1/3 strong innings, giving up 1 run and 5 hits in his first start of the season. Dylan Gee struggled early and picked up the loss for the Royals, giving up 3 runs and 5 hits in 3 2/3 innings. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Toronto beating Detroit 6-1, the Yankees over Cleveland 11-7, Baltimore beat the Angels 4-2, Boston down Tampa Bay 4-0, Houston got by Oakland in 10 innings 2-1, Minnesota pounded Texas 15-5. Also, the final interleague game of the first half of the season saw the Atlanta Braves beat the Chicago White Sox 2-0. Baseball takes today off as they prep for the All-Star game. Chicago White Sox pitcher Jose Quintana has replaced Cleveland's Danny Salazar in the American League All-Star roster for Tuesday's game in San Diego. It'll be the first All-Star game for Quintana, who is 7-8 with a .321 earned run average, sixth best in the American League. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw threw 25 pitches off a mound on Sunday as he rehabs from a back injury. Manager Dave Roberts says the lefty showed encouraging progress, but no timetable has been set for his return. Kershaw is eligible to come off the 15-day disabled list on Monday. He's 11-2 with a Major League best 179 earned run average. Andy Murray has earned a second Wimbledon championship for Britain in the last 3 years. The second-seeded Scot disarmed big-serving Milos Raonic 6-4, 7-6, and 7-6 for his third major championship. Murray made only 12 unforced errors, two in the second set. He also took 50 of 65 service points over the opening two sets and never faced a break until the final set. Britain had gone 77 years without a Wimbledon men's champion before Murray's 2013 title. Raonic is the first Canadian man to appear in a Grand Slam final. A ruling on Maria Sharapova's appeal against her 2-year doping ban has been postponed until September. That rules her out of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The Court for Arbitration for Sport says Sharapova and the International Tennis Federation agreed to defer that decision, which had been due to be issued by next Monday. CAS says both parties wanted more time to prepare their case and also cited scheduling conflicts. CAS says a verdict is now expected by September 19th. Sharapova filed an appeal last month seeking to overturn or reduce the suspension imposed by the ITF. She tested positive for meldonium at the Australian Open in January. Well, there was a rather bizarre ending to the U.S. Women's Open, which was won by Brittany Lang over Anna Norquist in a three-hole playoff. Norquist touched the sand with her club in a bunker for a two-stroke penalty on the second extra hole, but the players weren't told of that decision until they were on the next hole. Lang sealed the win with a short par putt in the final playoff hole, while Norquist made bogey to lose by three shots. The USGA's delayed decision comes just a month after Dustin Johnson played much of the final round of the U.S. Open, not knowing if he would be penalized one stroke because his ball moved as he addressed it on the fifth green. Johnson wound up winning the tournament in regulation despite the penalty. Lang closed with a 71 for a 6-under total through regulation. Norquist forced the playoff with a 5-under 67. Third-round leader and top-ranked Lydia Ko shot a 75 and finished in a four-way tie for third, two strokes back. Paul Guido shot a 3-under 67 in the final round to win the Champions Tour's Dick's Sporting Goods Open as he finished at 14-under for a two-shot triumph over Wes Short Jr. In racing, Joseph Newgarden cruised to a victory in the IndyCar race at the Iowa Speedway on Sunday, setting a series record by leading 282 of the 300 laps. It's the first win of the season for Newgarden, who finished second in Iowa in 2014 and 15 and just missed winning the pole this weekend. Newgarden, who broke his right clavicle and hand in a crash at Texas last month, established a huge lead in the opening laps and maintained it through three cautions. Team Penske's Will Power was second, followed by Scott Dixon, Simon Pagenaud, and Mikhail Aleshin. It's the 10th straight time that Penske failed to win at Iowa despite sporting the top three cars in the championship race entering the weekend. Felix Seralas overtook Zach Veach with two laps to go to win the Indy Lights race Sunday at the Iowa Speedway. Veach appeared poised to cruise to his second win of the season, but he was slowed while negotiating lapped traffic, and Seralas went high to overtake Veach and claim his third career win. Veach finished second. Ed Jones was third, despite leading a race-high 56 laps. Dean Stoneman finished fourth, followed by Santiago Irusha. Voters in San Diego will decide in November on the Chargers' proposal to raise local hotel taxes for a downtown stadium and convention facility. If that's approved, the proposal could keep the team from moving to the Los Angeles area, where it's been approved by NFL ownership to join the Rams in a new stadium being built in Inglewood. Chargers chairman Dean Spanos expressed appreciation to the more than 110,000 people who signed petitions. The Union Tribune reports the initiative would raise the city's tax on hotel stays from 12.5% to 16.5% to finance a $1.8 billion complex. The Chargers would contribute $650 million for the stadium portion. Simone Biles can officially book that plane ticket for Brazil. Same for defending Olympic champion Gabby Douglas. Biles, the three-time world gymnastics champion, secured her spot on the U.S. Olympic team with a near-flawless tour of the SAP Center in San Jose, California last night. She earned an automatic berth on the five-woman team by strolling around to the all-around title at the Olympic trials. Biles will be joined in Rio de Janeiro by Douglas, three-time Olympic medalist Allie Raisman, Madison Koishin, and Lori Hernandez. Michaela Skinner, Reagan Smith, and Ashton Locklear are the alternates. While Biles has been a lock for months, the path to the Olympics was far murkier for Douglas. The 20-year-old has struggled with her form in recent weeks and fell off balance beam for a second straight night while finishing seventh behind Biles. But Douglas finished third on the uneven bars to be able to advance. And Ricky Fowler and Patrick Reed have committed to play golf for the United States at the Olympics. The U.S. is awaiting from word from Jordan Spieth on whether he'll compete in Rio next month. His decision is expected as soon as today. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.